Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate October 1st. The constellations are well armed. Several of the star patterns that depict people or gods are carrying weapons, and some of them are in good view at this time of year. As darkness falls, look low in the west for the brilliant star Arcturus. It stands at the base of Bootes, the herdsman. Like many of the ancient star figures, Bootes has different stories and is drawn in different ways. In most depictions, he's holding something long and straight against his right side. In some cases, it's a staff, but in others, it's a spear. While above Bootes is Hercules, marked by a lopsided box of four stars. He's wrestling the multi-headed Hydra, and in some depictions, he's holding up a club. In the south, look for Sagittarius. To modern eyes, it forms the outline of a teapot, but to the ancients, those stars formed an archer. The star at the outer edge of the spout is the point where he's gripping both bow and arrow. And low in the northeast, there's a figure with a unique weapon. Perseus the hero is holding the head of Medusa. In mythology, anyone looking at Medusa was turned to stone. Perseus managed to sever the head, then used it to save the princess Andromeda from a monster. And if you're stargazing before dawn, there's another armed figure, well up in the south, Orion the Hunter. He has two weapons. He's holding a club in an upraised arm, with a sword strapped to his belt, a heavily armed figure in the stars. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.